for us black people, this is not a new holiday. This is something we've been raised to recognize as our Independence Day. It's not July 4th. It's not putting on bathing suits with the American flag and celebrating. And it's not because we don't have love for our country. We have great love for our country. It's understanding that our Independence Day was not given to us in 1776. Our Independence Day was not given to us on 1863 with the Emancipation Proclamation that was signed by Abraham Lincoln, the president at that time. And we can get into the logistics of what the Emancipation Proclamation really meant, because it didn't mean necessarily in that moment the freeing of all slaves. It meant a lot further from that. The Confederate did not firmly honor that. We had a civil war. Abraham Lincoln lost his life before this day came, Juneteenth. And Juneteenth, June 19th, it's the conversion of 19th, the 19th in June combined, but 2.5 years later from that Emancipation Proclamation being signed, slaves in Galveston, Texas finally caught word that they were free. They were still enslaved, despite the fact that 2.5 years later, slavery was eradicated. Now, Galveston, Texas, this place where a general rode in, came up to a balcony and shouted from the rooftops, "You are free." How did that happen? Well, obviously, communication was a lot different all the way back then in 1865, but it was also the furthest state from the Union. So the ability for that word to get to them never quite happened. So it's definitely a celebration.
Texas wanted another, they wanted to be able to enforce their slaves for as long as possible. So
yes,
it wasn't of the best interests of the slave owners to inform them about the Emancipation Proclamation. So it wasn't until outsiders arrived to tell them that it became,
and again,
that
because
they
it was so far from the Union. Yes,
yeah.
It took so long for that word to come. So it's not a celebration of victory. It's a celebration of progress, and that's most important here. And how my family was raised with this, there would be reunions. You'd see parades sometime, and there's symbolic foods. You've got red beans and rice, watermelon, red velvet cake, strawberry soda. And it's because the color red represents the perseverance of our black ancestors. So it's a very spiritual day. It's a day to look within. It's a day to celebrate, understanding that we have not won, but we're on our way. And why this, to me and my 37 years of life, is the most important Juneteenth is because others around me that weren't aware of this day, and that's going back to our failed education system to not point out this day and celebrate it as important as the Independence Day we all celebrate, because we weren't free then. But I love the fact that everyone is coming together to become aware, to be educated, and that is the start to me, Sarah, where progress can truly be made when we understand our past and how ugly and awful it was, to make sure that we never go back to that, and we intend to get better every day. And starting by recognizing this holiday goes a long way.